You're listening to the Discovery Health Puppy Act podcast for healthcare professionals. This podcast series is designed to empower doctors and allied healthcare professionals to truly understand the Protection of Personal Information Act, a groundbreaking piece of legislation that fundamentally changes the way in which healthcare businesses deal with patient information. Each episode of this podcast series answers a burning question around reaching Puppy Act compliance.
Hi. I'm Larry Borowitz, the Deputy Information Officer of Discovery Health and host of the Discovery Health Poppy Act podcast for healthcare professionals series. Discovery Health has created this podcast series to support healthcare practitioners to ensure they are ready for the Poppy Act when it will be fully enforceable on the 1st of July 2021. So what are the 10 key considerations for papaya readiness? The first is the identification and appointment of an information officer. So by default, the head of a practice is the information officer, but responsibility can be delegated to a formally appointed information officer or deputy information officer or officers. Next is access to information. So all physical access to information, for example, patient files, must be secured and accessed by designated staff only. Computer systems should have the necessary security controls in place to ensure access only by authorized individuals. Privacy statements. Practices need to create a privacy statement which includes papaya-related policies. This privacy statement should be shared with existing patients. Patient registration forms. So current patient registration forms should be updated to include relevant clauses with clauses from the privacy statement. And these should include consent and only include information which is required at a minimum to process patient information. Information quality. Patients should be requested to provide current biographical and contact details, and practices should then update their records. Retention policies. A formal policy regarding the period that patient records are retained should be created, and then information which is older than the agreed period should be properly deleted and disposed of. Accessibility. So all information, whether it be physical or digital, relating to patients should be accessible and shareable with patients on request. Third-party contracts. So all contracts which have been signed with third parties, which have been deemed as necessary because of papaya, should be reviewed, and papaya clauses should be included where relevant. External communication. Policies and procedures should be put in place for external communication with suitable technology to enable deployment. An example of this would be the encryption of documents and training. So all staff should be trained on papaya and the importance of protecting their own as well as patient information. Examples of this would be not sharing passwords, keeping desks tidy, and making sure that patients cannot see information about other patients. So to summarize, the 10 key considerations are information officer identification and appointment, access to information, privacy statements, patient registration forms, information quality, retention policies, accessibility, third-party contracts, external communication, and training. And if these items are considered, a practice should be ready on the 1st of July to ensure full compliance with the Protection of Personal Information Act.
You've been listening to the Discovery Health Poppy Act podcast for healthcare professionals. Be sure to look out for the other episodes in this podcast series.